Ready for a stop, are we? I'm ready too. Just a little further ahead, and there's a spring we can visit. It'll be a nice spot for a drink, and a little rest. Well, good. Even if you weren't ready, my tail isn't used to all this traveling. When we get back to the burrow, perhaps I'll have you give me a nice massage to ease my stress away. The look on your face tells me you'd enjoy that almost as much as I would. Even more than me? Cheeky? Teasing a woman like that? Shame on you. Keep talking like that, and you might find yourself paralyzed by my gaze again. Then we'll see who has the last laugh. I can be very persuasive, you know. Oh, well, I suppose that would be a problem. All frozen in place means no talented hands on my scales. You win this round, darling. But I'm sure I can figure out some other way to be persuasive.
How disappointing. Was looking for a snack. Found a target instead. Make a sound and I'll gut you like a fish with this spear. Good. You understand your place here. The bottom. Now, those are some fancy clothes you're wearing there. Bet you're pretty loaded. So, how about you empty those pockets for me, huh? And then, if you behave, I'll untie you. And we can go see if Maeve will pay a pretty price for you. She always likes the clean ones.
She's giving up everything she was saving for you, just to keep you safe. How noble.
Well, you look like you've seen a ghost. Wait a minute. Wow, by the dragon's cock. I thought you looked familiar. Though I didn't quite recognize you without all the dirt all over you. Man, Maeve is gonna give me a fuck slave of my own for bringing you back to her. She's been missing you rather fierce. What with your little girlie gone and you running away. Seems a real shame to send you back to her without, getting a sample of my own first, though. Cheeky little fuck. Fine. I was gonna be nice about it, but I can just as easily cut those tendons in your legs so you can't walk. Then cut you down and drag you back to Maeve all floppy-like. I'll save her the trouble of doing it herself so you won't get away again.
My eye! Motherfucker!
You should have just walked away. Uncivilized barbarian.
Fucking monster bitch! Show yourself!
Monster. Is that what you think of me? Very well, then. Then come. Slay your monster, if you can. Taking your eye forced you to look at me with your good one. And you were so blinded by your rage, you'd never have looked away and given me an advantage. Caught like a rat in a trap. You're all alike, you bandits, taking what isn't yours, thinking the world owes you everything, so you take everything from those weaker than you. Ponder. Which of us is the real monster? With what little life and consciousness you have left. And pray that the bowels of Tartarus are kind to you. For I will not be. Darling, are you hurt badly? Me. Please, I'm just winded. My gaze. Using it like that takes a deal of energy from me. Now, stop worrying about me and let me help you. Your leg. Let me see. I'll be gentle. It's swollen. I don't think you'll be walking much on it for a while. But it looks like it isn't broken. Just badly sprained. I'll have to carry you the rest of the way home myself. I won't have you putting weight on it, and I'll hear no complaints. Here, on my back. Trust me, I'm stronger than I look. It'll be no trouble to carry us both.
I suppose only one of us got any sort of rest. When I didn't hear you follow me, I came to check on you, and I just acted. The thought of something hurting you, you going back to that place, losing you, I just... It's nice of you to say so, but still, I just... Anyway, come on. Let's get home. I guess that massage will have to wait until a little later. Mm-hmm.